New Jersey and autism has been a great concern because of the high rate in the state, New Jersey having the highest rate in the nation. But some of the larger school districts, like Toms River, Newark, Jersey City, Elizabeth, they have rates even higher than the state average. Toms River, for example, that's the state's largest suburban school district. The autism rate is more than twice the state average, with 1 in 14 18-year-olds in the district on the autism spectrum disorder. This is according to a study to compare cross-sectional districts in the state. In nearly all the 74 districts that were studied in this report, shows a steady increase over time in the rate of students with autism. The report was done by the Rutgers New Jersey Medical School. The district-by-district breakdown of data collected on all 8-year-olds in Ocean County, Union, Hudson, Essex counties. It's meant to help long-term planning with IDing districts with higher-than-expected rates of students with autism. And they're pretty much finding higher-than-expected rates of students with autism. Three of the state's four largest public school districts, Newark, Elizabeth, Jersey City, also had autism rates above the state average of 3.6%. Prevalence of autism in the 74 districts varied from 0 to 10.8%. Suzanne Buchanan, who is the executive director of Autism in New Jersey, said the statistics mask the huge range of severity among children with autism. She likened it to saying children with asthma and with lung cancer all have lung disease. Their needs, the gaps in addressing those needs, differ quite a lot. She said that when you meet with one person that has autism, you've met with one person that has autism. The variables of autism are so wide that an individualized response is believed to be, by many experts, to be the most effective in helping that individual with autism. Most children with autism are not intellectually disabled, but still need support for communication, social engagement, and to help to address behavior that could be repetitive, obsessive, things like that. Others do have profound intellectual disabilities with overlapping medical or psychological diagnoses. They might be unable to communicate, for example, or even care for themselves. Some cases, they have self-injurious behavior. Most autism services in New Jersey are provided through the public education system for kids between the ages of 3 and 21, additional therapy in many cases, funded through health insurance, early intervention services for those younger than 3, which when that happens, experts say, makes a huge difference. That's all organized through the State Department of Health. What this report shows as well is the high rates in other large districts in the state. It kind of proves in a way there's no specific local cause for autism. Well, you see, if only Toms River had the high rates, then there would be concern about some environmental, ecological risk factor pushing that rate or the case finding up in that town. But when you look around with all the high rates in those 74 districts, well, there's got to be some common thread to a cause, but that's the mystery still with autism. That thread still has not been found. The proverbial needle in the haystack. Jersey's rate of autism has always been the highest in nearly every biannual study that the CDC does. Last year's reports, that was based on 2016 data, found that an average of 1 in 54 kids at the 11 monitoring sites around the country was identified with autism. 1 in 54. New Jersey was 1 in 32. The high rate is explained, at least in part, by high levels of public awareness, better screening, recognition by educators and pediatricians. It's likely that other states are underestimating the number of kids with autism. A lot of the factors contribute to the rates, not only in New Jersey, nationwide. While, as I said, the cause of autism is not understood, it's believed to be a combination of genetic and environmental factors. Children born prematurely, those born to older parents are known to be at higher risk, but a full understanding of why autism appears, and appears to be increasing as well, still that mystery. A little history here. The first ever American study of the incidence of autism in a single town was conducted by the CDC in 1998 in Brick, New Jersey. This prompted a parent's concerns about an apparent autism cluster there, and it was U.S. Representative Chris Smith, represents Monmouth County. He helped secure funding for that and studies that followed that. Looking at Brick, the CDC's researchers had found back then 6.7 children per 1,000 met the criteria for autism spectrum disorder, and while the rate seemed high, investigators said that when the study was released in 2000, they had nothing to compare it with except a few studies from other countries. It was that gap that led to the formation of the CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network, which New Jersey has been a part of ever since. The way that works, every 2 years, starting in 2000, researchers have used identical definitions and methods to comb through the records of every 8-year-old at each of the study sites to identify those on the autism spectrum and thereby calculate the rate. Besides New Jersey, the sites in the most recent reports, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. 2018 data, that's currently being analyzed. That will be published next year. Rates among the 11 states range from a low of 1.3% in Colorado. That's where the researchers did not have access to educational records, by the way, to 2.53% in North Carolina. And as usual, of course, New Jersey's rate was the highest. 3.1% of children born in 2008 had autism. Now, if your family has recently been invaded by autism and you've been trying to deal with the reality it creates, but you feel overwhelmed, confused, the best resource to start gaining more solid foundation of understanding and information is AutismNJ.org. That's the website for, of course, Autism New Jersey. AutismNJ.org. There are many others out there confronting this, so I hope by going to AutismNJ.org, the support groups, there's chats, social media pages, I hope you'll find it all empowering by realizing that you're not alone in this fight. Have a lot of people with you, supporting you, caring about you and your children. Start off with AutismNJ.org.